be feeling like the clips, bitch, I been grinding. It's rest in peace to Nip, I'ma keep shining. Rest in peace to Cookie, we gon' keep grinding. Keep grinding. We gon' keep grinding. Keep grinding. Return of some real shit, music you can hear when make the people feel this. Return of the real shit, music you can feel, bitch. Hip hop, hip hop,
We're back. Wow, Wednesdays, we moved over from Tuesday to Wednesday. Waterproof Entertainment, we back, we here, made in Spider Cam. I need my co-host with me. Where y'all at? Just threw me in there. No warning. No nothing. I had a finger up the nose. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Anybody else cry when Sora was debuted on Smash or no?
Did we cry? I ain't cry, but I'm always kind of pleased by like who they add to Smash though. Like I don't play it really that much anymore, but it's always good to follow.
Yeah. I didn't cry about it. I did buy the Nickelodeon Smash game.
Did you?
Yeah, I've been playing that. That game's actually good. It needs some polish, but it's actually solid.
It's good.
I don't like the roster. They could have like expand upon it a little bit more.
Yeah, they're gonna be adding a lot of characters. They're gonna be revamping the look of the game and doing all kinds of things. They're going to be adding items and doing a bunch of stuff. Like right now, the game has no voice acting because, from my understanding, Nickelodeon basically didn't care about it and just let these guys do it. But it's pretty successful right now.
Somebody getting the call.
Y'all know who's getting the call. Y'all know who's getting the call.
They want to do a meeting. They know that we're doing the show right now.
It'll be all right. I don't know. Yeah, it'll be all right. That's after dark. They're calling Shay Lynch in the meeting. I put him on mute.
Yeah, press the button. Press the button on him.
If I mute my computer, then it mutes this.
Like, well, you declined it. You're fine.
Yeah, we're good. Just decline it. Press the button.
I did that.
All right, you good.
Push the goddamn button. But who do you want to see added to the game?
Oh man, I want to see the Angry Beavers. We've already got we already know Doug's probably never coming because he's owned by Disney now.
No Quail Man.
Yeah, what? Probably not.
Very interesting.
We know they're going to be adding Jorgen Von Strangel. We know they're adding Splinter. They're adding Garfield, which is like, okay.
I had no idea.
Yeah, at this point, I don't really care who they add. They actually pulled off Nigel Thornberry. He's cool. Cat Dog's cool. Powdered Toast Man's dope. They've got three Ninja Turtles reps already. Sandy's got crazy hands. It's a pretty cool game overall.
They don't got Danny Phantom in there?
Yeah, he's in there.
All right.
They're putting in another version of him and Vlad Plasmius, his main villain, too. Once it's done, it's gonna be probably the only real competitor to Smash other than Brawlhalla.
I heard
All-Star Brawl.
Yeah. I heard April O'Neil's broken.
She's pretty good. A lot of characters are pretty good, though. So, like, Cat Dog's disgusting.
Yeah.
I want to play that Ren and Stimpy.
Ew. All
right, yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
But I guess we should get it out the way, talk about the flavor of the month show, Squid Game.
I'm kind of mad I knew what you were talking about when you said
flavor of the month, all the memes. They only talking about the first episode. That's it. Nobody gives a fuck. But did everybody finish it?
Yep.
Yeah, I finished it.
Logan gives no fucks.
At all.
No.
Did you at least watch the first episode?
No.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, it's the normal hype. Once you, I don't know, just the ending was terrible.
Yeah.
And then it's a lot of like plot holes in it as usual. So I mean,
did you like this better than Alice in Borderland?
Now I didn't see it to make a comparison.
Oh, okay.
I still haven't watched that yet, but it's on my list.
I'm imagining it's Korean Hunger Games. Is that right?
There's no districts. It's just people in debt, and you want to win money, and then you play these child games, and you can die if you don't complete it. So,
yeah. In Hunger Games, you gotta compete. Like, yo, they signed up for this. Like,
okay.
Yeah, right. They like gave them a choice, and then
they signed up for it twice. Like,
exactly. Then they went home, and like 87% of them came back. Like, y'all, and then you guys want to complain about it?
Yeah. So,
I mean, what was y'all favorite game? I guess, or just like the game, just like, nah, that's fucked up. I ain't doing it.
My favorite game was the. When they didn't put enough food for everybody.
Oh, right after?
I guess that was a bonus round.
I like no, that.
I think my favorite game was probably the red light, green light, because that's when I like fell for the majority of the characters. Like the old man, because he was with it. Everybody else was all scared after, you know, 200 people just got shot down, and the old man was like, I'm going. That was awesome. And then the Indian dude with his, like, slick, you know, I'm missing two fingers, but I can still hold you. I think that was my favorite game. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the tug of war is a close second for me.
The bridge for me, because it's just, like, the one that just, like, that you're almost guaranteed to probably die from.
Yeah, they was like, yo, let's animate Fall Guys.
Yeah. You think if he wouldn't have pushed the last dude, that he would have went?
The Classmaker dude?
Yeah.
What would have happened? He wouldn't have went, so they would have all died from the shit blowing up.
They didn't even have to blow it up, but whatever. You know,
and yeah, and they did my girl very wrong.
I know she should have let him. She should have let him kill him. And I knew his bitch ass was gonna kill himself at the end too.
Why you gotta be a bitch?
Because he is a bitch.
Because he did all of that, and he can't live with it. That's why.
So he offed himself like a sucker.
Yeah. He should have fucking did that shit. That's exactly what he did.
Talk to him, shit, man.
Like a sucker.
Yeah, damn. Like you, the motherfucker, the Indian dude had a kid. You over here putting
right. Rocks, family.
Putting rocks in his marble bag?
So what? He got G.
He hit the lick on board.
No, that nigga basically had the game.
Didn't even look in his eye and be like, yo, like, nope. This is what it is. Nope, just
I'm out. Right.
So what about the main character trying to finesse the old man? And the old man let it happen.
That was messed up too.
But I also feel like the old man kind of finessed him as well. Not just like being the host, but like the way that he was doing like that crazy shit. Like I feel like he did it on purpose because he was his friend, you know? And it like kind of made it easier for him to play him because he thought that he had lost his marbles versus if they were both sane, you know?
I suppose. I mean, you could add that to the fan theory. The ending, Logan, when you watch it, you don't have to watch the last episode. The last episode is terrible. It is terrible.
I mean, I'll
just watch that one first.
Yeah, the
he'll color his hair, and then his dick is just so hard to get back in his game and take down his company instead of like being a good dad. So. Yeah,
he never wanted to be a good dad in the first place. So
I think Logan. He did in the beginning.
Yo, Logan, take it from me, bro. Watch Alice in Borderland.
Okay, now I'll watch that.
Allison Borderland is Squid Game with no rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
Allison Borderland, that's why. It's mayhem. It's chaos. We don't know why. We don't know what's going on. These motherfuckers signed up for this shit. Like, I'm not impressed.
That's the game one.
Yeah, I saw Battle Royale. Now, Battle Royale, these was high school kids got snatched up. No choice. I like that.
No rhyme or reason.
Battle game in 5 seconds.
Yeah,
I still got to finish that.
So, everybody, if you like Squid Game, check out Alice in Borderland. I'm not going to say it's better, but it's kind of better.
Kind of better. You just said it's better, then.
I said I don't want to say that, but I will say it.
You said it without saying it.
Why do y'all think it took him like 10 years for somebody to say yes to it?
Because there's other shows.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always other shows.
And they didn't know how good when Alice in Borderland came out, they didn't know that it was so well received. They was like, wait, we could do this too. And Korean films, they coming out recently, like mm-hmm. Parasite and all of that. Like, mm-hmm. like they starting to win awards and everything. Like they say, oh, people like this.
Mm-hmm. They get a come up.
Yeah, you know, it's just like you gotta wait your turn. And it's like, you know, there's like somebody could really like your show, but that doesn't mean that they're gonna give you $500,000 an episode, you know. Like, but then it's like if that's the way it has to be done too, you know, you have to wait in line. You know, you have to get to when they're ready to give you that opportunity.
Shit. I know the chick had like what?
Well said.
Couple thousand followers on IG, and then after Squid Game, she got 16 million. Nah, that's a little bit that would come up.
You said the shorty? The
yeah.
The girl? Oh, yeah. I'm not surprised.
I feel like she could have lived. I feel like they would have.
She could have lived, but that's not good shit. TV. they needed no the face off you. Between the two friends. They needed that face off to happen.
Yeah, she was. She can't just be there.
Whatever.
Did y'all finish What If?
No.
Yes, I did finish What If.
I forgot about it.
Guardians of the Multiverse and Killmonger is just coming in to be a villain.
He helped out at first.
I guess. I mean, not really doing much, but I mean, it was all Doctor Strange anyway, so nobody Doctor really Strange did.
99% of the work, but you know, they were doing things.
The stones. It was come on, got the stones. It's just like I'm gonna just be black and do black man. Things.
Why you gotta take it to the black? It don't gotta be because he black, bro. Like he not evil because he black.
Put the stones down, cousin.
Yeah, bro. Coming like
it's nah, nigga, crazy. It's my time.
Angry black man.
That's the whole premise of his episode. I'm black and I'm angry, so fuck y'all.
Toxic masculinity.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you, Logan.
Here we go. You know that's what he was thinking.
Yeah, but I watched What If. I still stick behind my assessment that Visions is better. But it was all right. It was pretty, the whole, like, all together as a whole, it was pretty good. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. How they wrapped it up was good. I don't know where Gamora came from, but whatever.
Why? Yeah, I don't know what. It was just, like, a lot of stuff in there, like, I didn't understand. Like, it was, like, it's too short to be plot holes. Like,
right. It's, like, not you, Stark. We're going to pick Gamora.
Like, yeah, bro. Like, I still to this day don't understand why Doctor Strange like did all of that because his girlfriend died. Like that don't make no sense to me. Because
he had that guilt. He had that.
That don't make sense to me at all.
He's just trying to, you know.
Him being his hands getting messed up and they being his reason for like searching for healing. I understand that because like he could have fixed, like if another doctor was as good as him, he could have fixed it. But nobody is bringing somebody back from the dead. Like,
I'm saying niggas walked in blizzards to get their dick wet. So he just gonna try and fuck over the multiverse to get his dick wet. You know what I'm saying? So bro, I get where he's coming from.
But after three tries, it's clearly not gonna fucking work. The whole rest of the episode was stupid.
Look, before that, like before he knew that magic existed at all, like, is what I'm saying.
He's using magic to get the resurrection shit to bring
you back. He didn't even, like, that's what I'm saying. Doctor Strange doesn't believe in resurrection. Like, that's exactly what I'm talking about. This is a logical man.
This kind of conversation is the kind of conversation that I heard people having when I was like 13. And I was like, what a fucking nerd.
And now you're in those conversations.
Yeah, it's me.
Tell me like this
on the internet.
Nerd. Yeah,
you fucking dweeb.
Yeah, exactly. You fucking dweeb.
Oh, I'm gonna stuff you in a fucking locker talking that corny shit.
Doctor Strange wouldn't do that, okay?
Doctor Strange don't believe in resurrection. Come on, bro. He a doctor, like. Come on.
Don't listen, call my house no more.
Yeah, oh my God.
Getting your dick wet overalls everything. Overalls logic, overalls all of that. So
that's the ultimate goal.
Yeah, I mean
that's the ultimate goal. He would have just found
another shorty. So that is his ultimate goal.
If that was women's ultimate goal, he would have got another girl.
Women are just gonna show up. Women are just gonna show up to the dude's mom's house and say, "Why are you being weird to me?" That's y'all's equivalent to
that. Why are you being weird to me?
See what I'm saying? Men are walking in blizzards to get the yacht. You know what I mean? So I mean,
said that twice.
Have you walked
in blizzards? Is this a recent thing that done happened?
No, I'm grown. I'm walking in blizzards.
Who are you talking about?
I'm saying I've grown now. Back then, you got to get it where you can get it.
All right. Yeah. So let's.
I've never walked in a blizzard to get some yang. You know what I'm saying?
Never? Not even once? No. Not even like hoping that you would and it just didn't turn out.
No, it's already. it's already in the bedroom.
As a youngin', bro, like I'm not walking around these days.
Nah.
Got a car.
I was never that kind of scamp. You know, what I'm
never
saying?
That bull.
the scamp. The
scamp. He likes dates.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like I want to have experiences, girl.
That's experience for yourself. You know,
right?
I don't know. Maybe it's better after you walk in a blizzard, you know? Maybe it's like
make the most of it. Hold on.
Blizzard.
I hope y'all know that makes the man. Like things like situations like
absolutely.
They like get ingrained in your DNA and you like pass that through.
Yeah.
the nigga that walked in a blizzard thinking he was gonna get some pussy and then he didn't.
Like most men has been through the experience of she tell you get the room and she calls you and be like, oh my God, you're gonna hate me. And then you just stuck there.
Oh, yo. He just gave me a flashback.
You're gonna hate me.
Yo, see, that's why I gotta avoid that kind of lifestyle. I don't got time for that. I'll be like, bitch, that's $35.
I was doing this when I had time though. I didn't have a game.
Oh my God, you're gonna hate me, and it's through text.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
At least she texts. At least she says.
That's why she's paying for the room.
What you mean? At least she better, or I'm just popping up at the crib. Knock. I don't care if your mom came home before you thought she was coming home.
Yeah, exactly. you're gonna hear some weird noises.
Yeah, and if she sneaks,
not the weird noises.
All right.
But other than well, we talked a little bit Sunday about the anime that came out, but I think Logan said he's reading manga heavy.
Yeah. I just finished Bleach and thoroughly enjoyed that. I'd like the ending of Bleach to be animated because it's really cool. I do want to say about that is power scaling in Bleach is ridiculous. Like, it's probably one of the like craziest power scalings I've ever seen. Like, in one exchange, it'll be like, I've reached the new power level. Oh, and it's the most unstoppable thing ever. And then Ichigo is like, oh yeah, well, I'm stronger than that. And the guy's like, oh shit, he's stronger than that. Well, I guess I'm stronger than that now. And it's like, what? And I just don't understand. Niggas is breaking out of dimensions 1 minute, and then they're coming up with impenetrable dimensions, and then they're breaking out of that. And then other people are smacking people across reality. I don't know what the fuck's happening.
It sounds like Saint Seiya to me.
It is actually a lot like that. It is a lot of that same kind of vibe. A lot of like just like one of the guys can change the future. So it's like you get your strongest form, but he's already figured out how to break your strongest form. So in the future, you like go into it dead already. It's like, yeah,
Oh yeah, I like that guy.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like shit.
I'm a fan. No, I should probably read it because I tried watching it and I got lost.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like they were putting it out in order.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It just really seemed like that. It seemed like they like went backwards at a certain point. Like I watched a lot of it. It wasn't like I watched a season. Like I watched a good chunk of it. And then after that, it's like it went backwards and I kind of like felt insulted. I'm like, yo, like y'all really mess up my flow like this.
Yeah, like when I first watched Bleach, I watched like 240 episodes and I was in the middle of like a filler arc and I was just like, no, nah, I don't.
I think a filler arc
I'm over it.
Popped up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. And I'm just like, this isn't what I signed up
for. But that's how I felt about One Piece before I read it too, though. Like One Piece, I was like, I hate these character designs. I don't like the story in this world or whatever, you know. And then like I read it and I really enjoyed it. It's just like Bleach, like I really enjoyed it. So I mean, it's definitely one of the best things out there, especially if you like a long story.
So you want me to read Bleach now?
It's pretty good. It's not One Piece. Don't get it twisted. It's not One Piece.
Sure, it's not.
It's very good. You could never convince me.
You don't even have to say that.
like it's not as complex, but
are we gonna talk about this One Piece shit that's going on right now, bro?
No, wait.
Go ahead, Shaylin.
He said no wait.
No, that was it. It was no wait. I'm so far behind. Right, you know what? Fuck it.
You far behind. All right.
Yeah, I'll forget.
Pretty much, all I want to say is Sanji turned up again.
Yeah.
Like One Piece is only hitting right now. Like,
yeah. It's just like Jujutsu Kaisen. Jujutsu Kaisen right now is flames. Like, I really love what that series is doing. Like, the manga that's out right now is really good. Like,
yeah, I've been wanting to catch up on it.
Yeah, like a lot of the stuff that's out right now, once it starts being animated in new shows, like people are going to be talking about that stuff for years. You know, and it's like interesting, like being so far ahead of the curve and seeing like shows, series that are getting more and more and more popular, you know, seeing like the artists increase their art and like production. And like, I mean, I don't know, it's just really cool. Like, Mashal, for example, is definitely going to be animated at some point.
You think so? Oh, yeah, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, it's going to make it. Like, especially because like a lot of manga. Like, by the time they get to, like, 70 chapters and stuff, a lot of them are really solidified, you know? Because, like, tons of manga don't even get 70 chapters. Mm. So it's like, I don't know, like, shit. Because, like, by the time you get to, like, chapter 70 in Black Clover, that's, like, you're well into the major arc in the anime, so.
Mm. Yeah, I'm reading that, so you know it's about to turn up. That the plot of the plot of the plot.
After reading Bleach, I have to say, Black Clover is like clearly Bleach inspired, like heavily inspired by Bleach, heavily inspired by Naruto. And even though I'm interested in Black Clover and I'm caught up on the manga, if they don't have another arc after this that's really good, it's probably going to be one of the most easily forgettable series of our time.
But. Wow, you hear that, Cam? Yeah, soak that in, bro.
I'm not disagreeing with him.
Yeah. It's very forgettable.
Y'all soak it in.
Yeah.
I'm reading that. What else? My Hero, the United States has entered the chat, so
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
United States is my hero right now.
Yeah, Stars and Stripes. They got their own All Might. And she's an All-American. Like, all she is, she's just Homelander.
Oh,
she's about to fight Shigaraki, so about to see what that's
in. Oh, that's dope.
She's about to get fucking disintegrated by this man.
But she got America.
Yeah, America about to get fucking disintegrated by this man.
When you call her Homelander, it makes me feel like she would have been the villain.
Sounds like America to me.
I'm just saying, she got blonde hair, blue eyes, all dressed and all American.
Definitely.
Other than that, reading Tokyo Revengers.
Oh, you're reading it now.
Yeah, just to see what's happening. Same shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I've been slacking with my reading. I probably got some Solo Leveling lined up. I probably got a Mashal chapter I haven't read. I probably got I'm caught up to Jobless. I'm caught up to One Punch Man. Why don't they drop stuff for that? Does anybody read it?
Yeah, I do read it. I just don't really, I don't know. I kind of feel like One Punch Man jumped the shark, and I feel like they're kind of over it. Like, the people that created it are kind of over it. What? And, like, I know when the new season comes out, it's going to pull in a lot of people. But, like, I don't know. It just feels, like, done to me. It feels like they keep setting up for a final boss and then, like, pulling short of it, and then they're like, okay, no, but here is a final boss. And then, like, I don't know. Are we done? It's like, it feels like they don't know where they're going to me.
But in the manga, Tatsumaki, the one who, like, took out the main villain for Odo, right?
Right. But it's like, when they came there, they took out a main villain. And then there was a guy that was the main villain behind that villain. And then they beat that guy. And then he fused into his greatest form. Then they
got absorbed or something, right?
Yeah. And then this lady is now in control of his body while he was in this thing. It's like, this is the seventh form of the final boss. And it's like,
wow.
It's like, it's always something.
Y'all don't like that?
No.
I thought we liked that shit.
I like Demon Slayer when he just fought the final boss and that was it.
Yeah. Yeah, like people were like, that dragged in Demon Slayer, but it really didn't compared to these other series. Like, where they be fighting the final boss for like 30 issues. And it's like, that's a long time. Like, the final fight in Bleach is literally like 6 chapters. It's like 60 pages.
Wait, so you think the final boss fight takes a long time in One Punch Man?
Well, no. What I'm saying is, not only is it taking a while, it's they're setting it up like it's going to be the final boss, and then it's not the final boss, and this person's the final boss right after. You know, it's like, we don't learn anything about that character. It's just like, it's like the man behind the curtain over and over again, and it doesn't feel like good writing.
Well, look, for instance, right now, they got rid of like all the final bosses they got, but now it's like the underlings are a problem because they're all tired and exhausted from being in this long drawn out fight.
Right.
So now it's like the underlings is like kind of is who they're struggling with. So it's not really like a boss that like they defeated the boss. Like the boss is
right. But they were doing that like a year ago too, in the manga. Like this time last year, they were still doing that. And it's just
I don't know what that is.
It's just like, it's just tiring. Like, it's like, it'd be different if it was like Dragon Ball, where it's like, here's Moro, you got to beat Moro, right? And it's like, but instead it's like, oh, here's Moro, oh, psych, it's actually this guy, oh, psych, it's actually that person, oh, psych, it's actually these people, oh, psych, it's actually.
It sounds like the Fourth Ninja War to me.
Yeah.
But Moro had like multiple forms. He had like multiple forms though. Like he had
two forms.
We beat him, and then it's like, oh no, you didn't beat him. Is you got to deal with this? And then we beat
Dragon
him this
Ball
time, and it's like,
Dragon
oh no,
long
you didn't beat him.
Monthly.
Right
now,
right,
he's
but
turning
the,
to the planet.
But that's the same guy. So it's like that's one guy doing that versus like this like setup for this. It's like literally, this is the king of demons. Literally, this is the guy, right? Oh, psych, no, he's not. oh, this guy is the queen of the king of demons. Oh no, actually it's not. Oh,
it's sort of like Black Clover did with the it was Lich. It's just like, no, this is Patry, and then it's fucking all the elves came back, and yeah. It was Lich, and then Lich is not evil, and then it was just like the devil the whole time, and just like, yeah, right. Well, it's me.
Right.
On a lower scale.
It's like nobody even knows that demon's name. His name is Zagrid, right? But like, yeah. Literally, they don't even name him until later when he's already dead. It's like he didn't even matter. And like, you just thought of some shit to go here. Like, you got to chapter 90, and then you were like, oh, chapter 92 has got to be a banger. So I guess at 91, I'm just going to make some shit up. Like, and it's like the art's cool, but like it doesn't feel like you knew it was gonna go here. And that bothers me. Like it doesn't feel well formed.
That grinds my gears.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait till another chapter of that shit drop. I mean, you say that you feel like they gave up on it and they probably not gonna drop nothing else, then that sucks. But when they do, or if they do, man.
Yeah, I feel like their appeal is and the appeal of One Punch Man is very much so the art.
Yes, the art is.
Yeah, it's very much so the art. So it's like that's why it's still cool.
I'll tolerate it if it looks nice.
Yeah,
I don't feel I don't feel like I'm tolerating much. I really feel like I'm enjoying
it.
But I mean,
yeah.
Do you tolerate it, Cam? Like, do you tolerate it? Do you,
I have like, not read it? Read it. I'm not like. Kept up with it, like I don't have the urge to like keep up One Punch Man, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I get why. It is very much so like Bugs Bunny. It's like, you know, they're gonna drop the next set of Looney Tunes episodes. It's One Punch Man, and it's 12.
Everybody else,
and it's gone. Like that's like I view it very much so like that. So I mean, I don't really take it as an action show anyway. To me, it's a comedy. so I mean,
well. Logan, you are the only one that saw Chappelle's special.
Yeah.
Everybody's crying about it, you know. There's mixed reactions on the book. Everybody's put their feelings on their sleeve about it. Let's all just relax.
One thing I don't like about, like, I'm a comedy buff. I watch comedy in my spare time. So it's like, for me, it's like I feel like a lot of people take the art form like not the way it's supposed to be taken. Like it is just jokes. Like, and but I feel like there's like two sets of people right now that are especially like attracted to Dave Chappelle's material. There's like the kind of person that's like perpetually offended. And it's funny because like during his stand-up, like you can see there's some people in the front of the audience that are just pissed. They're just arms folded, not laughing, not reacting. They're just mad as fuck the whole show. And it's just like, but in my opinion, he doesn't really even say anything that's all that offensive. And then at the same time, there's this like opposite end of person that's like, that thinks that they're as funny as a comedian that says offensive things. And they're like, oh, y'all are supposed to just take it as a joke or whatever. Look, Dave Chappelle does it. And it's like, okay, but Dave Chappelle's funny. Like, you're not funny.
Facebook and, comedians, red flag.
Yeah, red flag, red flag. And it's like, bro, like, I feel like both of those people are not taking the product for what it is. Like it's like half the shit that they're saying is not even necessarily real. It's like, it's a routine, you know? So, I mean, after watching the routine, I think it's decently funny. There's some good jokes in it. Like, if you're going to get into it being, like, very sensitive and, like, wanting to be mad, it's not for you. If you're looking in it, if you're going there to be like, oh, here's someone that believes that and hates all these groups just like me, it's, like, it's also not bad. So,
I do like the people that's, like, defending it hard body and then they came out, John Kent is bisexual. He's like, see, this is what I'm talking about. We gotta protect our sons. They just making characters gay. Mm-hmm. Like, what are y'all talking about?
Right. Right, because like Dave Chappelle don't be saying no shit like that ever. Like, he'll say, like, how he feels about, like, certain groups of people or certain things that people, like, do, but he's never like, oh, these people shouldn't exist, or, oh, these people are infecting our minds, or, like, and it's, like, people like that be on that conspiracy shit, and it's, like, they like to try to use things like that, like, that language being broken down, they try to use that as a tool to, like, solidify their, like, biases, but it's like, damn, bro, can you just laugh at this fucking stand-up special and not try to make it part of your life?
And they niggas really woke up and said, yo, is Superman gay now? Like, I was like, what?
Yeah.
You read comics, bro? It's okay.
Yeah.
It's like his whole son and he's bisexual. Who? Okay, whatever. Cool.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, people are like, look, they're ruining us. And it's like, nigga, have you ever paid for a DC comic? Have you paid $1 for it? No? Then why the fuck do you care? Like, what? Like, are you going out and reading this shit? No.
Yo, man, they made Robin gay. I knew it from the booty shorts back in the day. Like, it's like the whole different Robin. But okay, yeah. we'll let you live. It's fine.
It's all right. It's all right. People just be extra. Like, I think it's a good piece. I think his, like, as a body of work, because this was closing his Netflix stand-ups, as a body of work, it's an interesting piece because it's very brave in the sense that it's very focused on social ills, and there's not a lot of comedians that'll take steps into devoting four specials to a piece like that, like with a dedicated theme and tone. It's very interesting seeing the finale there.
I'll say this, anybody that's offended, be happy Bernie Mac's not alive. I'll just say that.
Right, yeah. Now. Like, some of Bernie Mac's early material is just rape jokes. Like a good deal of it is rape jokes and him, like, pop locking on to, like, hip hop. Pop locking. Yeah. It was like back when.
I'm sorry, bro. That shit was funny. Like, I'm cracking a smile right now.
No, for real. Like, back in his fucking, like back
yo,
in the 90s.
Yo, rape is not funny at all.
No, but for real. No,
but you drawing when you talk about the pop locking.
Like, we're specifically laughing at the pop locking, people. Bro, don't cancel us.
That's like in the 90s, niggas, everybody had a gimmick, you know? So, like, even popular comedians used to be like, hit that beat, DJ. And then they'd be like, so I really hate just Jews. And it's like, Jesus, bro, like, why are you like this? But it was like that.
Yeah, you suck dick. It's 2002. You said, you do?
Yeah. Like, yo.
Oh, rest in peace, Bernie Mac. But
them niggas are savage, bro.
I mean, I think that what happened was we lived in a culture so long, like, for so long, that you would make fun of people to be funny. Like you would literally crack on people to be funny. And, like, as you get older, you start to realize, yo, you don't really gotta, like, target people to be funny. Like, there's funny people that are funny because they're funny. The way they see the world is funny, and that's it. Like, you don't need, like, a scapegoat. You don't need, like, a person to direct the attention to. Like, you don't need that. So, like, I feel like as people grew up and as we learn that, it's starting to conflict with the old ways. Just like people who only listen to, like, 90s hip hop, and then there's people who listen to new shit that drops every day. Like it's always going to be that conflict. Like, this is how the real jokes are done. Like, this has been funny for years, and now y'all just sensitive, or maybe just people just know better now. Like, but I haven't watched the special, so I can't really say either or. But I just know that that's, like, always a factor. Like.
I'm gonna watch it to catch up. Currently watching Seinfeld on Netflix, so I'll get there.
Watching Seinfeld on Netflix. Yo, did y'all watch? Y'all didn't watch it. What I'm talking about? But this is one joint. This is one joint on Netflix. It's called Midnight Mass.
I added it and I started for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's like it's real sleepy. Like, it makes you want to go to sleep, but like, yeah. If you sit up through it and you watch like three episodes, it started turning crazy.
No, I did watch the meet the Meet the Blacks 2.
Wait, y'all want me to tell y'all like the plot of this?
It seems like a small town. Pastor comes to the
small town. It's not just a small town. It's not just a small town. It's an island.
Oh, that's even better.
It's an island. So he goes. The pastor comes through, and I can't tell you the plot, man.
Do we gotta treat it like the anime? There were 3 episodes.
Well, Shaylin, because I'm pretty sure you and Logan wasn't going to watch it, but Shaylin said she's probably going to watch it, so I'm not going to get y'all.
It's in the queue, remember.
Yeah, throw it in the queue. It's real wild. If you don't get through it, I don't blame you, but it's crazy.
So nobody else? Meet the Blacks, Mike Epps?
I didn't watch Meet the Blacks.
It just came out for like Halloween.
Jesus.
It's actually very funny.
What's it on?
Stars.
Oh, here, Shaylin. It's actually stars. Very funny. Like,
it's actually very funny.
It's on Stars.
It's not.
Like, she hear our energy like, yo, nah, we're not going to watch that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, yo, it's funny.
If it was on something other than Stars, I'd probably watch it.
Oh, it was on Stars? Mm-hmm. I could probably watch that. But I don't think I saw the first one, so like
you don't need to.
You don't need to. It's not a direct spinoff.
All right, say no more. What else I watch? I mean, I forgot. My bad. But yeah, some real interesting stuff on Hulu and Netflix these days.
Yeah.
What was it? 9 Perfect Strangers. That was pretty good. Yeah,
I like that a lot.
Did you watch
that was a movie?
Nah, it's a series. Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's like they all go to this like retreat and then they like slip them like psychedelics in their smoothies like every day. Mm-hmm. And they like it's like therapy though. It's like they go on like a therapy retreat type.
But they didn't like tell them that they were putting that.
Oh, yeah, they didn't tell them at first. Yeah,
somebody had to figure it out. And then they're like, oh my god, you're drugging us.
And then it was like, all right.
You're drugging us because I didn't feel it. And if you're not, you should definitely drug us.
Yeah.
So
then they went from being mad that they was getting drugged to like, all right, this might be all right.
this is the move right now.
The only part I thought that was like really fucked up is when she like.
Are you about to tell them? Are you about to tell them the story right now?
Are you about to watch it? No, sorry.
We might.
Logan might watch it.
Give us a chance.
I've given Logan like so many shows to watch that like came out last year, and I don't think you watched one.
I tried really hard.
You tried to watch one of them?
All right,
which one?
Alice in Borderlands.
It sounds semi-convincing.
I don't even know. I knew it. It's a lie.
I think it was called Dark.
Okay, yeah.
I tried.
You tried?
I did. But I don't be watching shit. I'm in school and I'll be working. I feel it. I'll be tired.
We gotta give you more shows
because the queue's already like up.
Just give me a good one. Okay.
It is good.
I don't believe it.
Just give me a good one.
If it was good, I'd be drawn to watch it.
And
you'd talk about it, but you don't talk about it.
I did talk about it when it came out.
You just be watching shit.
I posted about that shit. I put several people on that show.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. I feel like you should give it a chance. Smoke a blunt and give it a chance.
Smoke a blunt and give it a chance.
Yeah.
I gotta drug myself for it.
No. It's
basically.
Where'd you stop at?
I don't know. Probably somewhere between the second and third minute.
That's bro.
You literally have to give it to the end of the first episode. What are you talking about?
That's not how I do. You eat something nasty and you just like continue eating it. Like,
please don't compare eating food to fucking watching.
I just spit it out, bro.
The first 3 minutes was nasty.
Yeah. I was like,
yo, don't come at shit. Look, Shaylin put me on Fina, the Pirate Princess?
That
sounds cool. I like
she pirates. Put me on that. That's on fire.
Yeah, I might.
She got something. She got taste.
I was gonna watch it, and then it was like 10 episodes in, and I'm like, ah, never mind.
That's because I've been trying to get you to watch it since last season.
Wait, because it's 10 episodes in, you're not going to watch it?
Right. This isn't.
There's other things I'm watching.
This nigga is never gonna finish One Piece.
I'm like
It's like not even over yet. Like it's still coming out.
Relax. I mean, all right, nothing comes out on Monday, so that'll be my Pirate Princess Day to watch.
Okay, you know, yeah.
All right, bro. Niggas, it is real good art. Mm-hmm. Pirates, at first it's like samurai. I didn't even know pirates. Like, I just typed in Fina, so I didn't really know what I was getting into. But by the end of the episode, there's like pirates going on, there's samurai, there's like fights, and people getting cut up. I liked it.
Yeah. He says no and blood, it, though.
And it's funny. I didn't say it was no blood. Steven said it was no blood.
Yeah.
I saw blood.
I seen people cut up, bleeding.
Yeah.
Do they bleed the white stuff like they didn't know?
No.
Okay.
No. It's actual blood. It's red blood.
Okay. Because what was that? Super, when they changed the blood to the sperm, and then Goku was just like, that one episode, it was weird.
I don't remember that. I'm so glad I don't remember that.
Yeah,
it sounds Seven Deadly Sins did it too. The latest season. Bright Samurai Soul. Is people gonna watch that?
That has a cool name that appeals to me.
It's Bright. Like, remember the show, that movie Bright with Will Smith?
Oh yeah.
I'm not watching that.
Is it live action or is it
animated?
I might watch it. Yo, what is up with that?
Yeah. I really don't like live action shit like at all. Like, I mean, I like select live action shit. It's all about the anime. It's all about animation and manga to me. And video games.
But also, I think Seven Deadly Sins has a movie on Netflix that like could have made it good. If they made it canon, then it would have made up a lot for it.
Mm.
But we'll see. There's a bunch of anime out. Anybody should be watching. So
yeah, did y'all check
good season.
The Sakugan? I'm probably saying that wrong.
Wow. What's that?
Oh, she holding it up for us. Let me see.
What's a blur?
Sorry.
Focus.
How do I focus?
It better not say 86. I know that.
It does not. It sucks.
go a little closer. Go a little closer.
We're not watching 86.
All right, wait a little for. All right, I don't know what it is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I feel like too many glasses. I don't know. Basically, they like live underground. Like everything seems to be underground, and there's like you're just connect. Like the cities are spread apart, I guess, and people like go exploring because they don't even know like how big the whole labyrinth is. But there's like these monsters, and like just one monster can come and fuck up like the entire fucking city and shit, and like. There's like
you say titty?
City.
Titties? There's titties in this?
Just mine.
Oh, okay.
So far. There's only one episode. We don't know yet.
It sounds like Made in Abyss to me.
Yeah, I guess that part, and then like the way that the animation sort of reminded me of Made in Abyss. But it seems a little more violent so far. I don't know, we'll see. It was good. I liked the story. You said that the second episode of the Fruit of Evolution was just all rant. I actually didn't hate the second episode.
What? When he kissing the fucking gorilla and just like, I love you and all that shit?
That part was fucking weird. And the part that like, he just like finally, like as soon as she was dying, like you realized that you loved her too. Like, bro, it's been like 4 days. Like, I don't know how you... That was a little weird, but outside,
he's a fat slob at heart, so it's just like, all right, so no friends, no nothing, got bullied forever. It's just like, oh, this pink fucking gorilla fell in love with me. Maybe I should have got my dick wet and married it. You know what I mean? Don't worry, the gorilla died and transformed into a little John. So
she's cute.
These are the shows y'all be trying to get me to watch. Yeah,
what's going on? Right?
Wait a minute. The way that he's talking about it, I wouldn't.
That's what happened.
Okay, that's not what the whole.
I'm just saying about. With this show, there's no rhyme or reason. It's just a class, and they get transferred into a fucking a world. It's an isekai, and then the dude eats this fruit evolution. He evolves into his peak form, and then random shit happens.
What is it called again?
the evolution of fruit. What is it? All
right, I'll try that after the assassin one. Because y'all know I like the long titles, the isekais with long titles. So
the two episodes the long titles came out. Since I got banished from the hero party and I want to live on quiet countryside.
The faraway paladin. I feel like the faraway paladin might be one of my favorites this season, and there's only been one episode.
The title's way too short for me. Sorry.
If the name of the anime, it ain't.
If it ain't 10 words, I don't want it.
Yeah. Like, whatever. There's more words. I just didn't read them. So you should check it out.
For real. When I start seeing these, I'm like, y'all need to step y'all game up.
It's like the finest assassin that got reincarnated into the aristocrat. Yeah, that's right up my alley.
Yeah, that time I went to the eye doctor, slipped and fell into a plate of lasagna.
Yeah,
and
what? I need to see that.
Like what?
Y'all think I'm playing? I see titles like that. I'm like, oh, word? Y'all gonna tell me exactly what I'm getting into?
How long were y'all's
babies' names?
too long.
So you gotta watch. I shaved, and then I picked up a lonely girl, brought her to my apartment.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna check that joint out.
That sounds like an admission of guilt.
Like, I mean, but he never does anything.
You're missing now. You just fucked up the whole show. Now it's a thing.
There's more to the show than just.
It's like, will he or won't he?
Raping a young girl.
Well, here we go to this rape shit.
What's that redo of Healer rape show? Like, nigga,
oh, no.
Shit. Like, why?
Yo, can we?
Why?
Oh my God. Eight minutes left.
Yo. 8 minutes left, and we're about to. We couldn't hold on.
We couldn't without bringing Redo the Healer.
It's just like
I don't know what that is. Without all that stuff, it actually wasn't bad.
It's just like it's, but like I can't.
Actually, Shaylin in the After Dark show, she probably should watch that, Joe.
Oh, okay.
Jessica gonna make you watch it. Biscuit is gonna make you watch it.
Y'all see who's on my socks today.
My gosh.
Wow.
Oh, bio missing. You're asking for it, right?
Shaylin, like.
Canceled. Well, she even dressed like that nigga, too.
She's trying to get him to pop on.
Yeah, for real. Like, damn. Dirty shit that I'm part of.
It was a set, okay? It's a whole set of, like, all the characters.
It's a set for not asking for consent.
No, there's just one for him, okay? The rest of them are...
I do just want to go back to talking about Space Jam 2 for 2 seconds. Because I remember Cam mentioned this, how they were like, oh, Pepe Le Pew can't be in here. But then they have, like, murdering child-murdering clown from It is in it. And it's like, that's a little worse.
Yeah, and Clockwork Orange niggas is in there, too.
and they're rapists. And it's like, Sheesh. That's a good movie, by the way. But where like,
going?
I like that line right there.
6 minutes left.
That's a good movie.
Pull the string, and it's my style. Right here.
Yeah, okay. Nah. Like Clockwork Orange is a classic film.
You want to borrow these socks, Logan?
Shut up, bro.
Back to what's in Shaylin's kink jar. Craft.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Yeah.
It's a jar. It's an empty jar, and you're supposed to color in what you're into. Like, they got water play. I got it in my messages. Hold on.
Damn, share it on to the group. Y'all crazy. Y'all stingy.
Oh, Shaylin, you gonna put yours up? You gonna put yours in the chat? Or I gotta put the blank copy
first because right now it's all empty. I'll color it in.
We got 5 minutes. Wow. All right, so which one are you coloring in? There's a lot on there. So
yeah, there's what a is, lot on
what
there.
What is bimbofication?
Bimbofication?
It's on your jaw thing.
You know what that is.
Can you share it? Can you
turn it to a hoe?
What the? Can you share it on the screen?
Yeah.
So everybody knows what we're talking about. Put the blank on the screen.
Put the blank
on the screen. In the last 5 minutes, we're going to fill out our king jars.
Get y'all homework.
Here we go. Who do I
I'm going to start giving y'all homework then, you know?
We're not king shaming on this one.
Who do I send it to? The chat?
Like yeah. You can send it straight to my joint or the chat. Whatever. Okay. As long as it is the possession.
Sent.
I want to see this.
Oh, is this a blank you're sending? Or the
blank. No, I found the blank.
Okay.
Oh, I thought they was filled in, Shayla.
I mean, there are filled in ones, but I did the blank one since, you know.
Bimbofication.
Bimbofication.
Yeah, I don't really. Does that just mean you like stupid bitches?
No, that mean I wrap you up. Stop trying to act like you don't know what this is.
I wrap you up.
Bimbofication? It's like mummification, but you a bimbo.
No.
So wrap you up in some wrapping stupid bitches.
Wrap you up in some wrap you up in some wrap, or maybe even just like, you know, some blankets like a burrito or something. Like, you know?
I don't think that's what they're talking about.
I really don't. I think mine was better than that.
Not bad. Let me look at the word and then see what y'all talking about.
I think bimbofication is when
you is it a thing?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
It's a thing. It's a thing. You make them a hoe, right? And like and then there's himbofication is where you make him a hoe instead of her.
I don't even see that on here.
Yeah, because you got this like a Negro version, I think. Hold on, I'm almost got it. It's taking a second.
Alright.
I don't think y'all sent me the one with the bimbofication.
Yeah, no, there's a different one I saw.
Yeah, we just got the Negro one. The Jar of Kinks.
We just got the Negro one, he said. So.
Yeah. Yeah, the being dominant, being a sub, being a switch, the choking, being choked, spanking, being spanked. I mean, the spits all the way at the bottom. That's pretty.
Where's out there. How do I? What color do I use to I'll rumble you?
What? I'll rumble you. So that probably goes into the consensual non-consent one, probably.
I think you just say that out loud.
Is that like sexual wrestling?
Sexual wrestling.
That's one of my favorite spots on fucking Pornhub.
What the fuck is I'll rumble you?
Rumble me, dickhead.
Rumble me. Rumble me, lad.
All right. Look, we're running out of time, yo. We gotta say our shout outs and our goodbyes and whatnot.
So we'll follow the kink jars next episode.
Yo, shout outs to I'm reading the kink jar still. Shout outs to Corruption. Corruption is on here.
No shout out to Corruption.
Shout out to Teratophilia. I don't know what that is. Shout outs to it.
That sounds like you like
tarantulas
on people with Tourette's.
No, that's a sexual attraction to monsters or deformed people.
Like,
okay,
that's weird.
That's like some furry shit, but with monsters.
Yeah.
So you're fucking. Yeah, you when Freddy come through with that sweater, that's on his own.
Cam, you got any shout outs, yo?
I guess we're gonna shout out all the shows at the Dark Den and now, you know, the pod on Sunday, the sports show. Shout out to Bro Crew Entertainment page, YouTube page, like, share, comment, subscribe, enable notification bell when the shows come on. You know, that's all I can really do at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Meek, Expensive Pain.
Oh, goodness.
Cam said he didn't like it, but shout out to Meek.
You do better than that, Meek. I sound like Dirk.
He was trying to sound like Dirk. Who else I'm shouting out to? Shout out to Sora. He coming to Super Smash Brothers. Shout out to the Venom movie. I saw Venom. That was pretty cool. I like movies that don't take yourself seriously. Shout out to WAP Wednesday. Got my shorties on it. Megan, Cardi.
We was almost there, and then we gonna get taken down.
What you mean, bro? This is a vinyl.
I thought it was pretty. Down.
Pay for this. This is a signature by Cardi B.
Come on, yeah.
Bro. She just wrote it on her ass. That made more sense.
Nah, it's closer to Megan's.
Okay.
I thought Cardi's butthole was showing in that. I was like, Jesus.
What's
wrong with that? Nothing wrong with
it. It's not. I didn't say anything is wrong with it either. I just said I thought it was.
I thought it was.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
Hey, shout outs to buttholes. Good looks. Good looks, y'all.
Do we need to add a jar for you, Logan?
Oh, next time my jar is going to be filled. Every slot's going to be filled.
Oh.
So I'm into everything on that list, especially bimboism.
Bimboism, feet, anal, consent, not consent.
Julian, you got any shout outs?
lost my train of thought.
All right, shout out to the After Dark because that's
the one.
Yeah, lose that vape, Shaylin. Stop smoking battery acid.
I don't know. Give me like pee monthly, and I will lose the vape.
Pee?
Yeah, you know, clean pee. No, I'm.
Shaylin, a thug.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Okay. We're checking off pee play on Shaylin's.
We were doing good for a while, yo.
It sounded like pee. Shaylin's in like the water sport.
It's like y'all saw 50 Minutes pop up, and y'all was like, "Oh, we could turn up." Damn.
I would prefer if the whole show was like this. I mean, but. You know what I'm saying? I don't care
another
about that
week
time.
Without sponsors.
No. Look, the sponsors are here for it. Okay, the sponsors
we
are
into
OnlyFans. You said what?
We should hit up OnlyFans.
Yeah, we've been talking about
only that. The only man's
Megan Cardi. Y'all can sponsor us. You know?
Yeah.
We like buttholes.
Yeah, hit her up. Hit her IG and say we got a drop, and you got to find her vinyl with the autograph.
I just got put on the Her album. Shout out to the Her album. She's fired. All right, y'all.
I'll delete Meek for her, so there you go.
Yo, it's a good album, yo. You might like it.
Got me feeling like the clips, but y'all bang.
Can't mind it. Where is y'all at?
Got me feeling like the clips, bitch, I been grinding. It's rest in peace to Nip, I'ma keep shining. Rest in peace to Cookie, we gon' keep grinding. Keep grinding. We gon' keep grinding.